time. It's always vanishing. The commute, the errands, the work functions, the meetings, selling your car. Unless you sell your car with Carvana. Get a real offer in minutes. Get it picked up from your door. Get paid on the spot. So fast, you'll wonder what the catch is. There isn't one. We just respect you and your time. Oh, you're still here? Move along now. Enjoy your day. Sell your car today. Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey everybody, Avery Hart here, and welcome back to Stoic Confidence. Ever feel like you're stuck in a rut? Like every morning feels like an uphill battle against that grumbling voice inside your head that just won't quit? You know that feeling when even the smallest things seem impossible? Trust me, I get it. We all have those days, those weeks, maybe even those months where negativity feels like our constant companion. But guess what? It doesn't have to be this way. Stoicism isn't about being emotionless robots, folks. It's about understanding our emotions, recognizing when they're hijacking us, and choosing a different path, a path towards clarity, resilience, and yes, even joy. Today, we're diving deep into breaking free from that negativity cycle and reclaiming your power to feel good, to be confident, and to live life on your terms. Here are 5 key takeaways that are going to help you shift gears, folks. First up, awareness is everything. You can't change what you don't recognize. So start paying attention to those negative thoughts, the I can't statements, the self-criticism, the endless worries. Write them down, talk about them with a friend, or simply acknowledge them without judgment. Just by bringing them into the light of day, you're already taking the first step towards breaking their power over you. Next, challenge those thoughts. Don't just accept them as facts. Ask yourself, is there evidence to support this negativity? Is it really true, or am I letting my fears run wild? Often, those negative voices are just echoes of past experiences or insecurities that no longer serve us. Once you identify them, you can start to dismantle their hold on your mind. Reframe your perspective. This is where things get really powerful. Instead of dwelling on what's wrong, try shifting your focus to the good. What are you grateful for? What are you proud of? Even on the toughest days, there are always little victories and blessings to be found. Make a conscious effort to notice them, appreciate them, and let those positive vibes counteract the negativity. Take action. It's easy to get stuck in a cycle of negativity when we feel powerless. But remember, you have the power to choose your actions. Set small, achievable goals that will move you towards something positive, whether it's starting a new hobby, spending time with loved ones, or simply taking a walk in nature. Finally, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, folks. It's okay to have bad days, to feel overwhelmed, and to struggle sometimes. Treat yourself with the same understanding and support that you would offer a friend going through a tough time. Remember, you are worthy of love, happiness, and success, even when things get challenging. Let me tell you a story about this. Remember that time I tried to learn how to play the guitar? Oh boy, was it a disaster. My fingers were clumsy, the chords sounded terrible, and I wanted to give up after the first 10 minutes. But then I remembered all these tips. I acknowledged my frustration, challenged those thoughts telling me I wasn't good enough, reframed my perspective by focusing on how much fun it was to even try something new, took small steps by practicing just for a few minutes each day, and most importantly, I treated myself with kindness when things got tough. And you know what? Slowly but surely, I started making progress. It wasn't always easy, but the journey itself became more rewarding because of the self-awareness and resilience I built along the way. So here's your takeaway today. Breaking free from negativity isn't about magic or wishful thinking. It's a conscious choice, a commitment to building a stronger, more resilient you. Start by being aware of those negative thoughts, challenging them, reframing your perspective, taking action, and practicing self-compassion. Trust me, your future self will thank you for it. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one thing you're going to try this week to shift out of a negative cycle? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's keep the conversation going. And don't forget to subscribe to Stoic Confidence so you never miss an episode packed with practical wisdom and inspiring stories. Until next time, stay confident, stay positive, and keep unlocking that inner power.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.